On with the news. A mother's vow to save lives after the murder of her son, an ex-RAF corporal sets his sights on the Paralympics, and a boss with 1,600 staff celebrates 25 years at the helm of his McEmpire.
A city man who lost a leg after suffering a serious injury when in the RAF is targeting a place at the Paralympics. Richard Davis from Cossey had his life turned upside down by the 2019 incident while serving as an RAF corporal, 10 years into his military career. Richard, now aged 37, was participating in a cargo-moving exercise while stationed in Cyprus when an aircraft engine transportation trailer was towed into the back of his left foot, which collapsed in on itself. 2 years later, after a four-hour surgery, two infections and months of agonising pain, Richard went through an under-knee amputation in July 2021. Richard, originally from Cardiff, was a keen swimmer at the age of 15, but gave it up to focus on his career and joined the RAF as a ground support engineer and general technician in 2009 when he was 21. He had always wondered whether he should have continued swimming and applied for the Invictus Games in 2023 as a way of putting his demons to rest. He went on to win 4 gold medals in 4 swimming events. At the same games, he was awarded joint 6th place in rowing, setting a new personal best, and he also came 9th in archery. Now Richard is undergoing a trial in the sport with the aim of competing at the Paralympics in Los Angeles in 2028.
A group of holidaymakers had a lucky escape after their hire boat capsized and sank in high winds on the Norfolk Broads. The two adults and two teenagers were on a 20-foot sailing cruiser, Wood Rose, when it was struck by a powerful gust near Howe Hill on the River Ant. All 4 sailors, who were from a Christian group on a week-long trip, ended up in the water, but were helped out of the river by boaters in a following vessel. A Broads Authority ranger also arrived on the scene and helped to retrieve items which floated out of the stricken vessel. The boat, which had been hired from the Norfolk Heritage Fleet Trust, turned on its side and sank until almost all of it had disappeared below the water.
A mum whose son was murdered in broad daylight has revealed the daily struggle she faces amid efforts to create a life-saving legacy in his name. Margaret Oakes received the devastating news that her 18-year-old son, Raymond James Quigley from Wyndham, had been stabbed as several gangs clashed in Ipswich town centre in January last year. The 53-year-old has since vowed to help put in measures which could save someone's life in the future with an introduction of bleed control kits, which were not available for her son. So, on the eve of helping bring the city's first bleed control cabinet and kit to Riverside Leisure Centre, Mrs. Oakes hopes it helps the memory of her son live on. "They can help save anyone suffering from any sort of bleed out," she said. The cabinet will be installed at Riverside Leisure Centre on Saturday in tribute to Mr. Quigley and will be the first bleed control kit in the city.
A new scheme has been launched to make theatre more affordable. Norwich Theatre's Pay in 3 scheme comes amid the ongoing cost of living crisis. Theatregoers looking to watch a production for which tickets are more than £30 can split the cost across 3 months in instalments with no interest added. This scheme will apply to all Norwich Theatre venues with upcoming shows including Player Kings starring Ian McKellen, the musical Everybody's Talking About Jamie, and comedy headliners Nish Kumar and Jenny Eclair. Stephen Crocker, Chief Executive and Creative Director at Norwich Theatre, said, "We want everyone to feel able to come to the theatre for the world-class shows and creative activities we provide." Norwich Theatre launched My Theatre last year, a scheme that allows people on lower incomes access to tickets for £10 to shows at Norwich Theatre Royal. For more details on using the Pay in 3 scheme, call the box office on 01603 63 0000, visit the Theatre Royal in person or fill in an online form on the Norwich Theatre website.
A businessman who employs 1,600 workers in the region is still loving life at McDonald's a quarter of a century after taking on his first franchise. Kevin Foley runs 14 of the fast food giant's restaurants locally, including in Cromer, Wroxham, Great Yarmouth and Norwich. He began his career following in his father's footsteps. Terry Foley began working in the Woolwich branch in the 1970s and went on to become the first UK employee to be granted a franchise following numerous promotions. Kevin began a part-time role at the Eltham High Street branch in London, aged 14. He said, "From the moment I started, I loved it. The buzz and the teamwork and the family feel of the brand." As a result of his father's promotion to franchisee, the family moved to Norwich, where Kevin took on his first permanent role at the former Westlegate branch. He then entered the franchise world by acquiring the Tuxwood branch from his father in 1999, becoming the first second-generation franchisee. With his McEmpire stretching as far as King's Lynn, Snetterton and Beccles, Kevin's journey came full circle early last year as he took over Wroxham, the first branch he opened and ran with his father in 1995. His staff now serve 16,000 Happy Meals and 28,400 coffees per week. Kevin and his staff have raised tens of thousands of pounds for multiple charities, and in 2022, Kevin was involved in a convoy of vehicles taking humanitarian aid to the Ukraine border after Russia's invasion. Kevin, who's 56, added, "Marking a silver jubilee is quite something for any business, and I thank staff, customers, suppliers and supporters of all charity events we have held over the years for being part of the journey."